Welcome to the intersection where country and faith come together. I'm Gary Martin Hayes. Now, for the next hour, we are going to share with you some uplifting, inspirational music, and we'll tell you the stories behind the songs. And here are just some of the artists and songs that we will feature in our show today.
The House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert.
If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Somebody's Hero, Jamie O'Neill.
The voice that brings Snow White to life. Bedtime stories every night. And that smile lets her know she's somebody's hero.
Touchdown Jesus, Tim McGraw.
That's just another stony road away. All he needs is just a little bit of your faith. And it's Touchdown Jesus. Touchdown Jesus.
Let's kick off our show with what is probably the most well-known Christian hymn of all time. It's Amazing Grace. And I love the story behind the song. The words were written by John Newton, who was once the captain of a slave ship. And let me tell you a little bit more about Captain Newton. His mother died when he was six. He started working on ships when he was only 11. He later joined the Navy and then was flogged for desertion. In Captain Newton's tongue, it was so filthy, so blasphemous, that his fellow sailors threatened to throw him overboard. But while at sea in March of 1748, Captain Newton's ship encountered a violent storm, and it was in danger of sinking. Newton and the crew had to tie themselves to the ship to keep from being washed overboard by the pounding waves. He thought all would be lost and the ship would sink. Well, during the height of the storm, Newton called out for God's mercy, and he was amazed to be saved from almost certain death. When the ship reached port, Newton began his spiritual walk to get right with God. And in 1779, he published the hymn Amazing Grace. He expressed his regret for his part in the slave trade, and he became a leader in the campaign to abolish slavery. Well, I hope this story brings new meaning to this classic hymn. Here's Alan Jackson with his version of Amazing Grace on The Intersection.
Thank you. sound that saved a wretch like me.
Next up is a great song by Chris Young, and I had a chance to sit down with him about his song, The Man I Want to Be, and what its message meant to him. Now, Chris, one of our most requested songs that we play here on The Intersection is one of yours, The Man I Want to Be. Gosh, that was released back in 2009. Now, I understand you listened to the song just one time, and you knew immediately, hey, I have to record that. So what about the song resonated with you so much?
Yeah, I mean, just the message of it, I think, is incredible. And also, it was pretty crazy how it made its way to me. That demo was done the day I was in the studio. And they walked that in and said, I know you said you didn't want to hear any more ballads for this record, but check this out, and played me that song. And I just fell in love with it.
Yeah, I love the line, I want to be a good man, a do like a should man. I want to be a kind of man that the mirror likes to see. That is such a great goal for us as guys, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Even more so, like a lot of people come up and talk about how much they love that song, but it's a lot of guys will come up and be like, hey, this got me in. And, you know, some of them have been like, this got me and my now wife back together when we were dealing with a rough patch in our lives, and really kind of made me be introspective and be a better person for her and realize that, you know, she was the one. And it's cool to hear stories like that and how people can take something that's so momentous in their life and attach it to a song that you sang as an artist.
Yeah, and if you're a man with any age on you, any kind of life experiences, you can certainly identify with that song. And Chris, I love the opening line, God, I'm down here on my knees because it's the last place left to fall. And I know I'm guilty of this. Too many times we treat prayer as the last resort when it should be the final place that we should turn, or the first place, rather, that we should turn.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what's so beautiful about that line. And, you know, I've had a lot of songs that I've written over the years. This is one of those that I wished that I had written and was lucky enough to get a chance to cut. Yeah, it's just an incredible, incredible song. And like you said, the odd moment of that being the first line of the song is that is where we should turn first. And sometimes we forget that.
Well, let's play it now. Here's Chris Young with The Man I Want to Be.
Got 'em down here on my knees, 'cause it's the last place left to fall. Begging for another chance, if there's any chance at all, that you might still be listening, loving and forgiving guys like me. I've spent my whole life getting it all wrong, and I sure could use your help, 'cause from now on I wanna be a good man, I do like I should man. I wanna be the kind of man the mirror likes to see. I wanna be a strong man and admit that wrong man. God, I'm asking you to come change me into the man I want to be. If there's any way for her and me to make another start, could you see what you could do to put some love back in her heart? 'Cause it's gonna take a miracle after all I've done to really make her see that I wanna be a stay man, I wanna be a brave man, I wanna be the kind of man she sees in her dreams. God, I wanna be your man, and I wanna be her man. God, talk is cheap. But Lord, don't give up on me.
Coming up later in our show, Jamie O'Neill dedicates a song to the heroes in our lives, and Randy Travis shares the story of three wooden crosses on the side of the road.
When Miranda Lambert was a kid, her family fell on hard times and they became homeless. They lived with family and friends until they found an old house that was about to be bulldozed. And for a while, they were all crammed into one room together, slowly fixing the place up nail by nail and board by board. They transformed a house that nobody wanted into a home that held precious memories. If you've recently moved or about to move, it may feel strange to be in a new place, but little by little, you'll create new traditions, fix up what needs fixing, and hang family photos on the wall. Then you won't be able to imagine living anywhere else. Here is Miranda with The House That Built Me on The Intersection.
I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and board, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. Nothing but a memory.
walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Our next song talks about the Bible of one of America's most famous evangelists. This Southern Baptist preacher was a spiritual advisor to several presidents, including Dwight Eisenhower and Lyndon Johnson. He was also a big catalyst in working for racial harmony, especially in the 1950s and 60s. In fact, in 1953, he demanded that his revivals and crusades include people of all races. And he even had Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. join him to preach in New York in 1957. Reverend William Franklin Graham Jr. died at the age of 99 on February 21st in 2018, but his incredible legacy lives on, and we all know him through his more informal name, Billy Graham. Well, country artist Joe Nichols talks about the difference the Bible made when it was in the hands of Billy Graham, the magic that happens when an old guitar is played by Willie Nelson, and the potential any person can reach when we put ourselves in God's hands. And here's Joe Nichols with Billy Graham's Bible.
Like a book on a shelf, taking up space. Like a six string in a closet, locked up in its case. I was lost and alone, just another man, till you finally picked me up and made me who I am. I'm like Billy Graham's Bible and that old guitar Willie plays. The good Lord had a plan for them the moment they were made. In the right hands, they come alive. You understand the reason why some things wind up where they're meant to be. Like Billy Graham's Bible, Willie's old guitar, and me. My whole life changed when I found you. I never dreamed I'd ever be the me that I've turned into. I'd be out there drifting on my own, all but lying in your loving arms. I know I'm finally home. Like Billy Graham's Bible and that old guitar Willie plays, the good Lord had a plan for them the moment they were made. In the right hands, they come alive. You understand the reason why some things wind up where to be. Like Billy Graham's Bible, Willie's old guitar, and me. Well, souls got saved and blue eyes cried, and here I am with you tonight. Thank God some things wind up where they're meant to be. Like Billy Graham's Bible, Willie's old guitar, and me.
When country music star Jamie O'Neill gave birth to her daughter Aaliyah, she said it changed her life. And Jamie wrote on the back cover of her album, "When you have a baby, you start thinking about your own relationship with your mother. And when you were little, how much you looked up to her. Then you move to, gosh, my baby looks up to me so much. I don't want to let her down. I want to be a hero to her." I think this song is a real tribute to the women in my life. So to all you moms out there, even if you've never pulled someone from a burning building, never stopped a runaway train, or never leapt a tall building in a single bound, know that you are heroes to us. It's Jamie O'Neill with Somebody's Hero.
She's never rocked Central Park to a half a million fans screaming out her name. She's never hit a shot to win the game. She's never left her footprints on the moon. She's never made a solo hot air balloon ride around the world. No, she's just your everyday average girl, but she's somebody's hero. A hero to her baby with a skinned up knee. A little kiss is all she needs.
A farmer, a teacher, a hooker, and a preacher all get on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. Now, this isn't the start of a joke, but it is the start of Randy Travis's classic song, Three Wooden Crosses. It's a powerful song about God's forgiveness, mercy, and love, and the good things that can come from unexpected tragedy. The bus driver misses a stop sign, and an 18-wheeler crashes into them. Later, at the scene of the collision, there are only three wooden crosses on the side of the road. So, who survived? Was it the farmer, the teacher, the hooker, or the preacher? Well, you have to listen to the song to find out. It's Randy Travis now with Three Wooden Crosses.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres. The faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, "Can't you see the promised land?" as he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, "Bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me." There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
After a quick break, we get to talk about football and the touchdowns that matter most. And we will play Lee Bryce's song that was dedicated to his newborn daughter. So please stay with us. The Intersection, we'll be back in a moment.